online week at the Bort Resource and Information Centre. Lots of things going on there. Sophia Harrington is with us to have a chat about that. Sophia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Mark?
That's a great tip about writing incorrect in your password, isn't it?
Hey? I do like that. Thank you. That's really... I might use that now.
Yeah, no problem. No charge either. All free. hey, listen, let's talk about next week, the online activity that's happening at the Bort Resource and Information Centre. Tell us a little about what's going on.
So on Monday, so this coming Monday, we're running a information session together with the CFA and the Bort Hospital, the Loddonshire and Ambulance Victoria. So there's quite a few people there involved. It's a free online session, obviously responding to COVID restrictions at the moment. Normally, the CFA particularly would impart this information to the community personally, but it's very hard to reach people. So being online week, we thought we would all get together and offer a Zoom session.
That's a great
idea. So the community, can all join via a meeting ID, which has been advertised locally, and at 1 o'clock on Monday, and they will be able to listen to those professionals about how to stay safe over the fire period and the hot summer months that we have.
I know that nobody's happy with obviously what we're going through with these COVID times, but it does make it so much easier with the opportunities available still to connect with people, which is so important.
It is, yeah. And look, I mean, it's not always ideal for a community like ours to be relying on online and digital devices. But over the last months, we've certainly been trying to encourage people to develop those skills a little bit more and utilise what's being put out there for them to reach and access. So hopefully on Monday at 1 o'clock, we'll get at least 100 participants. We're hoping to listen to what the CFA and the hospital and the ambulance and the Loddonshire can offer them as far as assistance, and then we'll be follow-up sessions after that if required.
So if people want to find out more about it, what's the best way of doing that?
So they can jump on to our Facebook page at the Bort Resource and Information Centre. There'll also be a flyer that's being sent out tomorrow to all mail and RSD in the local area, in Bort and local areas, and there are posters up around the town in Bort.
Fantastic. Now, also, you're getting involved with Bort and local surrounding communities with a chocolate freckle drive. Tell us about this. Those chocolate freckles, I haven't had one for ages, but they are magnificent. So what's the story here?
Well, we wanted to reach the community a couple of weeks ago. We're obviously been thick in the pandemic and people aren't out and about as much. And we wanted to try and reach everyone in the community that we possibly could, including children. We were quite aware that children were missing out on a lot lately. So we thought a chocolate freckle. So we have a wonderful woman in Bort, Marge Potter. She made all the chocolate freckles, over 500 of them, quite big chocolate freckles. And we sent them out with a well-being message to everybody in the community and surrounding communities with the thought to share with a friend or people in the family, so they'd have to break it and share it and have a bit of a story together over the kitchen table and just connect with each other. That was basically the idea, and it created a lot of fun and excitement, so that was great.
I tell you what, if I was the one that got it out of the letterbox, break it and share it, yeah, no chance. You're on your own there. It's every man for himself, I reckon. That is a fantastic idea. You know, it is just the little things that can put a smile on people's face and make them feel connected. It's really good, isn't it?
That's great, yeah. And we're such a lucky community in Bort that we can offer those sorts of services, and everyone is so accepting and welcoming of anything that we can do together as a community. So on Monday, I hope we can all come together at 1 o'clock and listen to what our wonderful professionals in the fire and safety area can offer us for keeping safe over summer.
No, most certainly. And listen, just pass on my details to Marge, just in case she has the urge to make a few more freckles and send them down this way. Just saying. Hey, Sophia, great to chat, and good luck with Monday, and good work with the chocolate freckle drive as well. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
No worries. Thanks
Good
so
on
much.
You. Sophia Harrington from the Bort Resource and Information Centre. That's great, isn't it? Open up the letterbox and there's a big chocolate freckle there for you. Yummo.